my blood sugar level might be quite low. And so as soon as I found that out, I literally gave up doing any urine testing because it was a waste of time. And so for a number of years, I could only tell by the way I felt whether I was right or wrong, because you couldn't, the only blood tests that you could get came from the hospitals, and they usually took quite a long time to do those tests. If you went into the hospital and you got an appointment, say the appointment was at, say, 1:30 in the afternoon, it wasn't uncommon to not come out of the hospital until, say, 5 o'clock. There'd be great queues. I can remember what the hall looks like in the old General Hospital in Birmingham, which is now the Children's Hospital. It was full of patients. There'd be lines of people sitting on the chairs, all waiting to go and see the doctors. And, well, that was it. You had to accept it because there was nothing you could do about that.
When you were in King's, what were you prescribed in the way of insulin? How often did you have to take it?
Twice a day. Now I can't remember what it was. Oh, one was zinc protamine. I remember that. That was the longer acting of the two insulins that I had. Exactly. No, I can't remember the first one. But anyway, and I've always had two injections a day ever since. So it's, you get used to it. You know that you've got to have it. So you govern your life according to maybe the time that you do the insulin, or but I have a theory about this, that you don't let the diabetes rule you. I had an aunt who was my mother's sister. She was diabetic, and she used to regiment herself really tightly. Now, I found that was a waste of time. I didn't